Domo.
It's a very unusual mitzvah. In that you have to make Abdullah twice. Kiddush, according to many, at least the Mogen Avraham claims that we actually make Kiddush twice, once in davening and once al hakayis. We don't have to make Kiddush twice. We have to make Kiddush al hakayis, but we really just merely incidentally that we happen to make Kiddush is feeling. But there's no chayiv in and of itself. What? The Mogen Avraham tainas that when you daven marav, you eat Kiddush the rice. There's a huge Biyar Alocha exploring this at the beginning of Hilchot Kiddush and how this could conceivably be so. Because the Gemara indicates in Avim Sochem that a necessary component of Kiddush is Zechir Sitiyas Mitzrayim. And in our tefillah, we don't have it. So Rechobot Chaim is Machadish, a very revolutionary answer to this. It's not our Isak Kedel. But there is no inherent obligation to recite the Kiddush twice. And if we would include not like the Mogen Avraham, we're not yaitzing Kiddush by davening, so we're not yaitzing. We're yaitzing just alakas. Havdalah, we are actually obligated to do twice. Obligated to do it with tefillah. Obligated to do it alakas. You know, this stemmed from a historical. For a historical reason, that initially they were supposed to make Kiddush Havdalah al HaKayis, just as Kiddush al HaKayis. There was a time that they were so impoverished that they substituted Havdalah B'Tfilah for Havdalah al HaKayis. Subsequently, life became somewhat easier again, and they restored Kiddush alakas, Havdalah alakas. However,
when they didn't have Havdalah on a coast, did they still have Kiddush on a coast?
That's what would seem, that they had Kiddush on a coast. Now, you could have varied explanations of why. You could have one more machmor of a Kiddush,
or you could always think of always on pass.
Or they did a sheetus that you could use for it. Maybe they did it on pass. Pass the head out of the Suda Shabbos, or perhaps that's the pshat.
But what year was that? That
Shas does not tell us.
But it was what he did.
It's in the time of the Gemara. That's all we know. One would suspect that an era where they would have been so impoverished that they didn't have money for wine for Havdalah would probably be at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. That's what one would suspect. Because Bava was a wealthy and powerful community. And later on in the Bayis Sheni, it looks like they did quite well for themselves. The beginning of the Bayis Sheni.
Maybe Eretz
Yisrael. Yeah, that's what would. I would guess it's the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. That would be an era. Which was very, very impoverished. But when they restored the Kiddush al HaKayis, they did not eliminate the Kiddush b'Havdalah. And I guess they probably were concerned that maybe it's going to go back the other way again. So at least, you know, people will be yotzei the din of Havdalah, at least the tefillah. Once you eliminate it, then they won't be able to be Mekayim at al HaKayis. Who says we're going to have the wherewithal and the means to restore the earlier Takara? That would be my estimation of why they left it. So we have this obligation to do it twice.
Havdalah on the basis of Kevin Jackson with Kiddush on the basis.
In some regard, it's grossly different because we pass from like Shmuel, that in Kiddush Alav Malkum Suda. So therefore, Friday night we can't be Yotzei with the Kiddush that we have in Shul. Havdalah is no din that it has to be Mamakam Suda. It has nothing to do with the Suda. So anyone that wants could be Yetziv and Nistar to get true. I think, nevertheless, that there is a certain association, because my personal view is that Kiddush in the Shul was made not only for the reason that the Gemara says, Lafuki Orchem Yidei Chayvosan, to be made to the Orchem, but it was made to make Kiddush Barabbas. Because if not, I have a very simple problem. Why in the world did they make Kiddush in the middle of the Shul when everybody was there? The Shul had a guest house, a guest room, or a guest facility. Everybody should go home, and then they'll make Kiddush. You want Shabbos or go home, you make to the people with Kiddush, whatever you want to do. But why in the world did they bother to make Kiddush when the whole people was there if this was just for the guests? So Bishloim, according to Rav, that you don't need Kiddush Malakam Suda. So good. So everybody could be Yetzir, the Muslim will make Avdolah. But according to Shmuel, then Kiddush Ela Malakam Suda, so why in the world did they make it in the middle of the davening? The only conclusion I am able to come to is because they wanted Dafka to make the Kiddush Barabbas. That's the only conclusion that I could reach. So in that regard, there is a certain parallel between the two.
They developed at the same time.
That we don't know. Shas, does not get involved in his dates.
Rabbi, are you saying that Chachamim put in a top, the insert into Shmona Esrei for Havdalah, so Chachamim Tano was actually inserted into Shmona Esrei to be Yotzei Havdalah?
Yeah, that's where it was put in. They never took it out again when they reinstituted Havdalah Lakos.
Isn't that unusual? Right, because all the other inserts into Shmona Esrei mark, Rosh Chodesh. I mean, it seems like it's an extreme. You could have been Yosef by just saying Bracha Ma'av than Kodesh Zachor.
Well, maybe they didn't want to institute a Bracha Shalom Ala Kos. But they put it in this Shmona Esrei.
The
Mr.
Burrow, that was bringing
for what?
The
no, that's something else. Why? No, that's why it is where it is in Shmona Esrei. You could have made it. It's before, right before Mar, we'll clap on the table and we'll all say Baruch Hamad and Kodesh Lachol and we'll start the Davin.
No, but for you,
so that's why, once they put it into Shmona Esrei, where they put it in.
So they wouldn't have put it in for that.
Yeah, that's not the reason that you wouldn't have to put it in. I mean, you just as well could have made it without the Shmona Esrei.
No, but if you want your needs, you would think that Shabbos would be it.
So good. So we sort of get said right before Baruch, we'll give a clap on the table, and we'll say Baruch Hamav the Mekodesh Lechol, and that's all.
But it's another proof of the Chashivas of Shabbos if they went as far as putting an insert in the Shmona Esrei, where it's normally reserved for a holiday or for Purim or whatever.
Yeah, it's quite obvious. You're right. So the Shulchan Aruch begins with Siman Reish Tzadik Daled. It's a very tricky halacha here. Oimrim Havdolah B'chayna Nadas. We recite the Havdolah B'tfilah and Chayna Nadas. Now why in Chayna Nadas? So we find two reasons for this. One reason is very simple. That one reason is very simple. On Shabbos, so that we should not be involved in excessive tirchah, that's what the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, we do not ask for our personal needs. Ruchniyistic needs, we're allowed to ask for. But material needs, we don't ask for on Shabbos. So here we're about to start Shmona Esrei. So before we get up the first bakasha, what's the first bakasha in Shmona Esrei? Chaneinu mi'id chodei aminu v'hastim. But the first atachaneinu olam das is a general statement that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam provides wisdom and intelligence to man. But the bakasha is v'chaneinu mi'id chodei aminu v'hastim. So before we make the bakasha, we recite the Havdalah, And now, let's declare the end of Shabbos, then we start the Bakoshas. That's one reason. A second reason that we find, the Gemara says, Ein Das, Havdolah Binayim. Havdolah is the ability to discern. Discernment is a function of intelligence. Therefore, Ein Das, Havdolah Binayim. So in the Brachah, when we ask the Rebbe Shalom for Das, Das gives us the ability to discern. So consequently, we recite in Chanan Adas. Now the obvious question is, what happens if one omitted it? I left it out. Now the first question is, can I put it into some other part of Shemoneh Esrei? Number one. Number two, if I didn't put it into any part of Shemoneh Esrei, do I have to daven again? So now, what's interesting is the following. That we have the following story. This is a very interesting story. In Torah, Hivdil, Mashlim, Tfilosai, if a person omitted it, he completes the Tfilah. Ve'eino Chayza, and he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei again. It's a Torah la Havdil ala Kais. And the Havdalah ala Kais would suffice. So from here we have the notion that the sole place in Shemoneh Esrei for Atacharantanu is in the Brocha of Atachayit and of Das. I mean, the Gemara does have a number of possibilities. Now, let us take a look at the following. Where Sif Katan Vavis, which is the Sif base, Tov Lahivdil B'Tfilah, a person that erred, and he wasn't Mavdil B'Tfilah, the Ainlo Kos B'Layla, and he doesn't have anything to make Havdalah. The Saver, and he's of the view, he's not going to get something tomorrow, anytime during the daytime tomorrow, he will not get something to make Havdalah. The Torah Lachzer on his Palo, he has to daven again. So let's take a look at Sif Katan Vavis. Hainu, Torah Lachzer on his Palo, Hainu Kesha Oka Ragno. That's once he took the steps back, or he already said Yiyul Rotsan, the last Yiyul Rotsan, even if he didn't take the steps back. Then the Halacha is Chayzal Rosh, he has to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Rimlo Siyem Adayim Tvilosu. Suppose he didn't finish the Shemoneh Esrei yet. Chayzal Baruchas Rechas Atachayre. He has to go back to the Baruch of Atachayre. Miyu in Nizkar Kaidam Shomei Atvila. Suppose he remembered before he got up to Shomei Atvila. Yeah, this is a person that's not going to have the ability to make Havdalah. Yeah. Lo Yachsoyer. And he doesn't expect to get Sunday morning, Sunday during the daytime either. If such a person, the halacha is Lo Yachsoyer, don't go back. El Yomer Atachon Antano B'Shomei Atfilah. Then you can put it into Shomei Atfilah. Because Shomei Atfilah B'Tfilah Emer Mavino Makeno Achel Oleinu. Part of it is we make a Bakosha. We ask the Rabbeinu Shalom that we should be days of defeat this week should be some service of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So there's a bakosh, b'hu bakosha. A bakosha, it's a rabbi me'in shomei atfilah. So it fits right into shomei atfilah, do kolon kol bakoshas, which is a general bracha for all types of requests. So now the question is, so why is it that the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Aleph, v'im tov lo hirdil mashin tfilos tovein achayza, good, Eino Chayzer. How about putting it in Shomei Tefillah? What happened here? So here he says the following. If a person is going to have the ability to make Havdalah Lakayis, he should not insert it into Shomei Tefillah. Came in the Ikra Hushevach. Principally, Atachon Antana was praise of the Rabbi Shalom. It's not a Bakosh. It just has a Bakosh at the end. it doesn't really fit into Shamaya Tzvim. Now you could wonder, so why don't we put it into Maida? But Elamai, Pshat probably is because it has a Makasha too. It doesn't fit there either. So, but it's not so simple where it was placed. After you learn the Sugya, it gets very, very confusing. But principally, since it is Hagot of the Rabbana Shalom, since it is Hagot, so therefore, we can't just dump it into Shema Tefillah. So we would rather leave it out altogether than put it into Shema Tefillah when it's part Bakoshim and principally Hagot. So Mameila, that's why, normally if we omit it, we don't insert it into Shema Tefillah. And we say, well, Havdalah, make Havdalah Lakais. But the person that's not going to be able to make Havdalah Lakais, so he has to put it into Shema Tefillah if he can. He has a very interesting shayla. This is a very interesting shayla. Which he deals with the following way, and we'll come back to this in a minute. It was Shohach Lispalo, a person that didn't daven marv. Lispalo Shachris Shtayim. So he has to daven Shachris twice. He mentions it neither time in this one essay. If he made it the Havdalah Moti Shabbos Alakais, suppose he didn't recite it at all, the Yeshul Avadayim Chi of Mitzvah Havdalah, so he still has to make Havdalah Yaskar at the Chonotan of the Shachris Betfila Shneir. He should mention to it in Tvila Shneir. So he la Hashlomo, which is the Hashlomo. Va'achetach turuch lehavdul gam kein ala kais. And then he would subsequently, Sunday morning, have to make the broch ala kais, because it would come on Simon Reish Tzadik Tev.
In other words, he has to add a
Shmur to
Esrei and
Shachar. No, he didn't daven now. So now he has to do Tashlum. So he would, what he finds is the following. That in the Be'er Halacha he has a lengthy piece. The Radvaz, who was a rov in Egypt in the 15th century, said that Atachvarantano was relegated for Motzei Shabbos. If you don't recite it Motzei Shabbos, that's it. There's no such thing as reciting it Sunday morning. The Morgan Avram wrote that any time you have to do Tashlumen, you have to recite it in the second Shmoneh Esrei, which is the Shem Marv. And the Chofetz Chaim said that there's no clear karachro in the Shaila, so therefore he came to the conclusion that he did. As long as you still have a base of Chiyah of Avdolo, so then it's Shayach to say it in Tefillah. But if I was Yotzi last night Alakais, if I did it last night Alakais, then I no longer have any chiyav avdolah, so there would be no basis to make avdolah on Sunday morning.
There's no mitzvah
of avdolah on Sunday morning. That's in effect what he's saying. So if I didn't make avdolah, really wasn't yotzei avdolah yet, then I have a mitzvah of avdolah Sunday morning, then I have to recite out the chonotano. Whereas if I recited avdolah on Motzei Shabbos, alakayis, so I'll finish with the chiyav avdolah. It's over till next week. So meila, there's no din of. There's no dinner reciting it in the morning. So the world says, in the name of Rabbi Chaim Brisk, that Rabbi Chaim Brisk had a very different spin on this same Shaila. The Shaila is, the Shochel is Palom, is Palom Shach, was Shtayim, and the Eno Maska, at the Chonotan, whereas, if I wasn't, let's say, I wasn't Yetzir Havdolo. So, according to the Radvaz, there's no such thing as reciting it in the daytime. According to the Mogen Aram, you always have to recite it in the daytime. Anytime you do a Tashlumen from Arv, you have to recite Atachonantana. And the Mishnah Berurah said the only time that you recite it is if you were in Yotzi Avdoliyat. But both of them agree that when do you recite it? In the second Shmoneh Esrei.
Now, where did this come from, really? The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, what happens if one is doing Tashlumen on Motzei Shabbos? So the Gemara says, in the first one, Esrei, which is the Shemar, I have to recite out the Chol Hatanna. And the second, which is the Shemar Tashlumen, I don't. So the assumption made from that is that the, which one Esrei do I recite the Avdolah in, the one that's the Shemar? So the Magen Avraham says, following from that, that if it's now Sunday morning, so the first one is the Shem Shacharis, and the second one is the Shem Arav, but the one that's the Shem Arav that has to have the Havdolah B'Tfilah. So Chaim Brisk said, I don't agree. So what's the Yisayid of this then? He said, the Yisayid of this then has nothing to do with Marav. The Yisayid of this then is in the first Tfilah that you recite the Chayil, you have to recite Havdolah. So normally, Motzei Shabbos, the first Tfilah is Marav. If it happens to be that you didn't recite it, and now I'm up to Shacharis, so I have to recite it in Shacharis, because it's not a din, it's not a din, it has nothing to do with Marv. It's a din in the first Tefillah Shel Chayil. It's a very, very brisk definition. It's a very appealing definition, but it's a very brisk definition. He obviously learns it's a din in the Marv Tefillah. No, I don't know what the Raya and the Gemara would be for such a thing. But this is the logic, Rav Chaim's logic is very compelling. Very compelling. Well, what does it have to do with Ma'at? Do with the first Tefillah Shel Chayil, should have Avdolah. This is a very cute, I mean, a very interesting, you know, logical argument of Rav Chaim's. Because Marv happens to be the first one, that's all. It just happened to be. It's not because it's Marv, it's because it's the first one. Pupil of the Gemara, that's not the time for us, you know, we're not here for pupil them. Gemara is the beginning of Tilas HaShachar. Now, as a halacha that I mentioned to you before, which is also, there's a lot of very surprising halachas here. Normally we say the following, that suppose a person, just as one cannot eat before Kiddush, one cannot eat before Avdolah. Suppose I did eat before Kiddush, or I did eat before Avdolah. So the halacha in both cases is Tom B'Kaddish and Tom Avdolah. I wasn't supposed to do it, but I still have to make Kiddush and Avdolah. So now, good. So now what happens? So we have two separate dinim. Now let's see what happens when we put them together. Sometimes you take two ingredients, which in and of themselves are inert, and when you put them together, they have a mighty reaction. So what are the two elements that we have? On one element we have is a person forgot to say at the Chol Hatanna B'Tfilah. But Allah was in a chayzer, doesn't have to go back. Then the guy goes home, and he eats. He forgot he didn't make Avdolah. Then he realizes that he didn't make Avdolah. No, well, okay. Tom is Mavdil, so go make Avdolah. Now, if in point of fact he actually went and he made Avdolah, so that's it, everything's fine. But if he came to ask the Shiloh, and this is what he's supposed to do, so here we have a very, very strange and surprising halacha, that since he messed up the tefillah, and he messed up the proper way to make Avdolah, so then they made him go back and daven again. He has to go back, then he can't be yotzei without Avdolah the tefillah. So a Meila, he has to go back and daven a second time Marav because it is double fault that he just did. So each one in and of itself is not Ma'akir. But when you put the two of them together, the Chazal imposed the Knas. Now the Chofetz Chaim tells us, and this is a very important halacha, that this is not only true of a general Motzei Shabbos, but it's true, for example, this year we're going to have a twice Pesach. And that is, if you have a Motzei Shabbos, we have Yaknahas,
and one made both mistakes. One left out Batodi Yainim, and one was Tom before the Kiddush. So the halacha is one after the, or the, before the Yashnahat. So in effect, I ate before Havdalah, and I didn't recite Havdalah between them. So then I have to daven again. So it's not only on a general Motzei Shabbos, but it's even on a Motzei Shabbos Ayyantar. As the Prima Gadol says, just because you not only ate before Havdalah, but you also ate before Kiddush. So therefore, he says, you want a better outcome? It wouldn't make any sense. Yeah,
Earl. Is drinking and eating? Well, so let's say you have the first day.
Yeah.
You forgot. So you didn't say Tervianu and Marit, and you forgot to make Goran Marit.
Pashtus, yes, because the Gemara says only that water one is allowed to drink before Abdullah. Any other mashke are not allowed to. But hopefully, by the time you start the Kiddush, you said you made Abdullah ala Kais, if you started to say that. You didn't skip to the second coat.
Well, no, I'm saying that first coat.
But by the time you drink the first coat,
if you remember, then you can go back.
No, but no, I was saying that normally you mean if you forgot to make Abdullah.
So, and before you drank, you could go back and make
it. Yeah, then you can make it. But if you drank and you left that Batodi Eidah, you're going to be Davri Mar again in the middle of the Seder. So, not a very wise idea to forget.
So even if the person has said Brukha Ma'atil after Shemoneh Esrei, that doesn't
help. That does not help, no. It helps in some of the others, a different Shiloh. The Rashba has a din that suppose I didn't do make Avdolah Betzvila, and before Avdolah Alakais, I did not eat, but I did Melocha. That was the din. So, the Rashba says that even this is enough reason that you'd have to daven again. The Chofetz Chaim is not ready to paska b'halocha like this. At the end he concludes, even though you shouldn't do malocha until at least you say Baruch HaMavdo, but you shouldn't daven l'achsor l'spalam l'achas l'husk b'hedya. It's not mentioned in the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yoyin, and the Rosh is the Lismuch Bazel HaRambam that did not paskin this way. But even in terms of, in other words, the question is, if I left out Atachon HaTano and then I did Melocha before, does this also produce the same effect? So that is a matter of debate. The Rashba says yes, and others say no, and the Chofetz Chaim the evidence maker in such a case. But it's rather unusual to stop to realize, we had a number of examples, that there are situations where the failure to recite Atachon HaTano obligates one to daven again. If this one, we had the one, the person that's not going to have a kiss tonight and the Motzei Shabbos and Sunday throughout the day, so he's also mechuyav to daven again.
But if you're lucky enough and you have a kiss and you don't, and that. As long as you have a coach, you do not have to take a plan.
Correct. Okay. So here we have the exception in Sif Gimel. The exception to all of this is when Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, as it will this year, the same night as the first night of Pesach is Tisha B'Av. So we're going to have Tisha B'Av on Sunday, and so we'll also be Talmud on Sunday this year. So then the Haloso, we don't have, and a person omitted the Korantanu Motzei Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. So now there's not going to be Abdullah Lakris tonight, and he's not going to have Abdullah Lakris the whole day tomorrow. But here the halacha is that you could be soymech on me havdolah of the next night. I presume the pshat is because that's the prime time. That's not, it's not a nidcha time. When Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, then the ikar din of havdolah is on Sunday night, not on Motzei Shabbos. That's what I suspect. Yeah. My suspicion is the following. The halacha is a whole commotion, but let's follow this sheet, which over this sheet is a taz, if I remember correctly. Let's say Motzei Shabbos, a person below Aleinu was an oinin. Now, normally we say that a person can make up, if a person didn't make Havdolah on Motzei Shabbos, they can make it on Monday, the whole day Tuesday, till Tuesday night. So, some argue that in the case, since in the principal time of the Havdolah, Motzei Shabbos, he wasn't obligated, with was Potem and HaMitzvah, so Mamele, there is no Din Tashlum. That's what they want to argue. So Mamele, so even after the Leviathan Sunday, he wouldn't make Havdolah. Now what would happen, I want to ask you to follow. Let's say, on Motzei Shabbos, which is the first night of Tisha B'Av, it was an Oinon. And they did the Levaya Tisha B'Av. Now it comes Motzei Tisha B'Av, what's the difference?
There's a difference, because there it was pushed away for everybody.
So I think that the din should be, I have to be my and Achrenim, but my Swar is that the din should be in that case that he's not Potter from Avdolah. Because this man for Avdolah this week is a different month. This man is for Sunday night. There's no Ikas man for Motzei Shabbos. Not the pshat that we're all Mechuy Motzei Shabbos and we're all an Oinus. That we didn't do it. No. Since nobody is allowed to make it, that's how it's not because of Oinus. Because in such a circumstance, the din is to make it on. The din is to make it on Sunday night, the Ikatan. And that's even assuming, even if Havdolah is the Raisa, but Havdolah ala Kais, certainly there can't be any more the Raisa. The use of the Kais is not a the Raisa, the mechanism. So I fulfill the bits of the Raisa with it, but it's not the Din Minatar. That part of having the Kais is in the Rabbanah, as it is just Friday night too, Pashtas. I mean, Yotze did the Raisa, but the institution of the Kais is Midrabbana. So, Mameila, even if Havdolah is the Raisa, but it has man to make it ala Kais, it's certainly Sunday night, such a case. That's what it is. Rumoka im Sha'omru Shenachoizel is Palo, Liyad. He should see him a brocha. As soon as he finishes the brocha, Eimlo lachsor afa bishalei posach lebrocha shalacharel. He doesn't go back even if he didn't start the next brocha. No, it's more than that. Once he says Baruch Ato Hashem from Chinen Ador, finished. And there's no din of Havdolah B'Tfilah anymore. The din of Havdolah B'Tfilah ended.
How about
we said only if one does not going to have a kais tonight. And tomorrow. Other than that, we don't do that. So finally, what happens if a person wants to daven again and do Havdolah B'Tfilah? Is he allowed? So the halacha says, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he's not allowed to go back. But once he finished Shmoneh Esrei, if he wants to daven again, and this time he'll put in Atachon and Hanukkah, he's allowed. However, there's a very, very important caveat. The best way to express this is that the difference is the first tefillah is a chayiv, and the second is an adoma. Now, if we don't have kavanah on the tefillah, that's a chayiv. Look, listen. The Rebbe told us to daven. So we did the best we could. Not so good. He still told me to daven. But if we come with an adavah, and the adavah looks something like the regular tefillah, so then they ask us, we bikesh those that were most chatera. Who asked you to trample upon my tefillah? The halacha says that before a person can undertake to recite a tefillah nedava, he has to be confident that he's going to daven at a very high level. So, to the largest extent, be shy away from tefillah nedava for that reason. It's not so easy to daven at a high level. Now, I want to go back. It's a very, very important halacha at the end of Reish Tzadik Gimel. The very last halacha of Reish Tzadik Gimel. Mishu Onus. A person that has a difficulty. The Gon Shetzorach L'Hachshech Alatchum L'Dvar Mitzvah. That he has to leave his house even before Shabbos ended, and that he's only, he wants to go to the end of the Tchum. So as soon as Shabbos ends, he has a jump start. So one's only allowed to be Machshech Alatchum for a Dvar Mitzvah. That's why he talks about a Dvar Mitzvah. But we can have a parallel case which is not for a Dvar Mitzvah. So the halacha is, so he doesn't have time to wait. If Yochol is Palash and Motzi Shabbos with Plaga Mincha Lamaila, he can daven Marav after Plaga Mincha on Shabbos, Ula Havdil Miyad, and to recite the Havdalah at that point in time. Avolo Yivorach Al Haner, obviously there's no bracha on the Ner, V'chein Osir Asiyas Malacha, and nor can he do Asiyas Malacha, so he's a Chavu. So this halacha is, he explains, that he's going to a place where he's concerned he's not going to be able to make havdalah later. You know, he writes the following: "It is ready. When we come back from Kosvu Achronim, the Enlasis came, the Dover Tamua who the Rabbah. It's very strange. At Mitten Shabbos, you see a guy making havdalah. Gam Shema Yovo LaHokav Melacha. People who come to do melacha." In the old-time traditional shuls, those were the dominant shuls, but there were a lot of traditional Jews. So on Motzi Yom Kippur, when was the time to eat? When you blow the shofar, that's the time, that's it. Then it's over, then you can go home and eat. Then there was man at 7:15 and 7:20. There's man was when you blow the shofar, that's it. That's when Yom Kippur ends. So the Rabbanim were very, very careful never to blow the shofar early for that reason. Because they'll do, that's it. Once people hear the shofar, it's all over. They're on the go. So the same is true here. When the Shabbos ends, when you make Abdullah, it's over. That's it. You heard Abdullah already. What more is there the Shabbos than that? I eat 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not just the time, you know. Leave it over technicalities, you know. I heard Kiddush last night, I heard Abdullah today. I'll see you next week. That's it. So therefore, you will come Shema Yavol LeHokav B'Melacha. So this is an important halacha to know. Now, you could have a situation, for example, that it could be no geyer. I mean, I'm not saying, but the realization that you could have a person that has to leave right after Shabbos to the second Shabbos ends. So also, in other words, we're pushing a person away from doing such a thing. But we need to have the realization that there is such a halacha. I saw one very interestingly. The Chabina Rav, Rav Wiedenfeld, the Chatzadik Lebracha, one of the post-war era, he came from Europe, established a yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and was one of the greatest Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael. So he told his Talmidim, you have to learn, when you learn the Shulchan Aruch, learn the strength. When you come to the halachas that don't seem relevant, learn them anyhow. Don't skip them. He says, why did I come to this insight? He says, in my youth, he says, Baruch Hashem, I learned the Shulchan Aruch straight. And you learn what happens if you don't have a, what's a kosher coast to make for the Tilas Yadayim? And the Shulchan Aruch has all types of strange cases, this you can use and that you can't use, you know. You ask yourself, listen, it's very esoteric, but Baruch Hashem, I have 20 cups, so what do I need to bother with, you know, if I can use the top of a barrel or a pot to wash the Tilas Yadayim? You know, I'll take a cup and wash. So he says, in the war though, I was in Siberia. In the war, I had neither Svarim no cups. So in the war, I had to know all the halachas to know what to do. In life, we don't know when the eventuality will arise. Prepare before it. So this halacha is an important halacha to know. It's a halacha we're not supposed to use. But it doesn't mean that in circumstances that we can't imagine, that it could not have been used. Whatever that might be. So it's important to know that it is shaya, theoretically, to make Abdullah, you have to plug him in. It's an important halacha to know.
That's just out of Chanukah.
He's talking even after he's talking Abdullah Lakais. If you daven miles, okay, so Lachayu you say after Chanukah and Tefillah too.
So you make Abdullah on the coast, just not you have some him, you have just you wouldn't have him there.
Right, you wouldn't have him there. So this is important to know. It's a very, very, it's a strange halacha. Yet it's a halacha that has its place. Do we have any questions about what we didn't tell them? About Abdullah. We didn't touch yet. Let's look at this one. Now, in terms of the bracha that was made, Birchas HaReya, brachas that we make on pleasing fragrances. So we have a whole slew of brachas that we make. Bore mine besomen, bore atri besomen, hanosin reactor with peiros. We have a whole slew of brachas that we make. Now, depending exactly what it is. But the Shabbos, the general minig is that no matter what we use, we make bar minig with some. And why? The reason is because Birchas HaReyach is not generally recited by people. But the Shabbos, all of a sudden, everyone recites Birchas HaReyach. Now, if we're going to tell people, well, figure out exactly what you're supposed to do and to do it the right way, is more likely than not a very large percentage of people would make the wrong bracha, because then we really wouldn't, you know what bracha they're supposed to make. Now, in the Birchas HaReyach, the shahatol of Birchas HaReyach is Bara Minei B'Somim. If you make Bara Minei B'Somim, no matter what it's on, you eat it. So the minig emerged that Motzei Shabbos by Havdolah, that we always recite Baramina B'Somim, irrespective of what we use. So that's an important halacha to know. Now, in terms of the Nair, there are Nairists that you can't recite brachas. And that's important to keep track of. A Nair, which was not made for the purpose of light, we lit the Nair for cover, to give honor, and such a Nair was not allowed to make the bracha bar morayesh. Now, consequently, suppose, for example, one has a yortzeit lamp. On a yortzeit lamp, we don't recite the bar morayesh. But in Kippur, if we set aside a special one, not for the Ilan Nishmas anyone, but just to make the bracha on Motzi and Kippur, so that we're allowed to. But if it's made for Kovod HaMeisim, or some other types of Kovod that it might have been lit, it was not intended to cast light, then one cannot make a bracha or Bar Mariyash on it. Now, can one make a bracha on an electric light? There's a very, very well-known psak, and I'll tell you what it's based on. Reb Chaim Oizer, the Chatzadik Lebracha, made Bar Mori Eish every Motzi Shabbos on an electric bulb. Why? Because when electric was introduced at the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, like every new innovation in Jewish life, so it was a tumult. It also to use on Shabbos as a mutter to use on Shabbos. Fire. So Chaim Oizer Paskin, that it's an Issa Deraisa to put on the electric on Shabbos, based on what? Because the Rambam Paskins, that if you take a piece of metal and you make it glow, that you over havora on Shabbos. As we find, I believe in two places in Shas, the terminology gacheles, a cold shomateches, made of metal. So Reb Chaim Oizer said it's also in the right to put on the lights on Shabbos. How did he want to convince, did he wish to convince Klal Yisrael that this was no chumrah, but this was the real McCoy? So Motzei Shabbos, he himself made a drop of Baramari Aish on the electric bolt. So he left no doubt for anyone in Klal Yisrael that this was not some chumrah, that he was perfectly comfortable when making the bracha Bari Mori Aish on an electric bulb, so that people should realize you can't put on the electric on Shabbos. Now, this does not apply to fluorescent bulbs. And there's also a question that it shouldn't be bashoshes, it shouldn't be covered by something else, so the bulb should not be a frosted bulb. If one is going to have occasion to use a bulb, it should not be a frosted bulb. Yes?
My wife, due to selling me, will have to light a near bar in an urban paper. So if I myself have promoted to that, or they have done, so I'm not a fetish, is it? Or
it's not a fetish, it's a dinner or a moth. And then the shomer, the dinner the shofar off. It's just that's a log with manena.
So for that, so then if I light as a near bar, then it would not be good for
us. Is it there?
As a near bar, then it would not be good for us, or?
I think not, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't think, again, that it wasn't made for light. So, but that's off the top of my head, what I'm, the way it looks right now.
But the Nair by Yom Kippur, you're lighting specifically to use
it. No, that's obvious. If you light a Nair specifically to use for Matzah Yom Kippur, that's fine.
Oh, but he's lighting it for
a yard sign, because it's yesterday.
And then I would be better off in not having
mine to be
nearby.
You're going to wind up losing. Don't be too smart. Don't be too smart. Okay, I think we'll hold it up at this point.
Oh,
okay. I don't think so. I think you want to follow.
Oh, should one have any kabbalists or look at anything and during any bracha? But they've already cleared up in. When he looks at the wine, like in Kiddush, the same thing.
I don't think it's different. I don't think
her age on the fire.
Yeah.